From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. New Zealand officials confirmed two people were killed when an earthquake hit 90 kilometers from the city of Christchurch. The 7.8 magnitude quake caused damage to buildings more than 200 kilometers away in the capital, Wellington. Reports say thousands of residents in coastal New Zealand fled their homes for higher ground after tsunami warnings went out. The quake was followed by a series of strong aftershocks. Refugees held in Australian-run camps in the South Pacific will be resettled in the United States. Phil Mercer reports.
Under tough border security laws, asylum seekers intercepted trying to reach Australia by boat are sent to migrant centres at Manus Island in Papua New Guinea and the tiny Republic of Nauru. They're forbidden from being resettled in Australia as part of strict policies aimed at deterring unauthorised boat arrivals that have been reduced to barely a trickle in recent years. Officials haven't said how many of the 1,200 migrants held in camps in the South Pacific would be allowed into the US or when the process would begin. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
Iraqi military says it has captured the city of Nimrud from Islamic State militants. Iraq's Joint Operations Command says the 9th Division of the Iraqi Army has taken the city and has raised the Iraqi flag over its buildings. Nimrud is near an ancient Assyrian capital that the Iraqi government last year said was destroyed by militants. It is not known if the military has retaken the archaeological site. The operation is part of a campaign to drive militants out of Mosul. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will deport 2 million to 3 million undocumented immigrants who have criminal records when he assumes power. He told the CBS Network 60 Minutes program that he will keep his campaign pledge to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart the stream of illegal migration into the country. Overall, about 11 million undocumented immigrants live in the U.S., but Trump has said after the border is secure and the initial group of lawbreakers is deported, the government will decide what to do with the remaining millions of undocumented migrants living in the United States. Protesters chanted outside Trump International Hotel in Washington late Saturday on a fourth night of demonstrations around the country since Trump won Tuesday's election. Demonstrators held a candlelight vigil in front of the White House on Saturday evening before marching down Pennsylvania Avenue to the hotel where they blocked traffic. The British and French foreign ministers will not participate in special talks with their European Union counterparts Sunday to discuss how to deal with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini called the emergency meeting in Brussels after Trump's unexpected victory Tuesday. A British Foreign Office spokesman said Boris Johnson would not go to the meeting Sunday, but would attend a regular Foreign Affairs Council meeting on Monday. Colombia's government and its largest rebel group announced a new modified peace accord Saturday. The government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, said in a joint statement they had incorporated proposals from various groups in the new agreement. An earlier agreement was rejected by voters in a referendum. Chief government negotiator Humberto de la Calle and rebel negotiator Luciano Marin signed the deal in Havana, Cuba. De la Calle said one main change was a requirement FARC present a complete inventory of its assets, which are destined for victim compensation. The government of Myanmar Sunday reported heavy fighting in the western state of Rakhine. Government forces have been hunting for insurgents in an area near the border with Bangladesh. Officials say the insurgents are linked to attacks that killed 9 police officers last month. A government statement said the latest fighting was triggered by an ambush on police Saturday by an estimated 60 attackers armed with guns and knives. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.